This is New England Public Radio. I'm Jill Kaufman.
We are right now starting with scene 13 in the new page.
Earlier this week, several actors were rehearsing a new play called Deployed. It's based on the words of dozens of women veterans who served in the U.S. military in places like Vietnam, Okinawa, Iraq, and Afghanistan. When Deployed has its first public stage reading tomorrow at the VA Medical Center in White River Junction, Vermont, a paragraph will be projected on the wall with details about the more than 2 million female veterans in the U.S. who make up more than 9% of the total veteran population. The projection also says of the women receiving care from the VA system, approximately one of seven have reported sexual trauma that occurred during their service. This is a scene from the play.
Do you know cadences? Those chants for when you're marching? Left, 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 right, left. Well, that's the one civilians know. And the guys are around the back of the base where there's no chance of being overheard. We have other ones.
I wish that all the ladies were pies on a shelf and I was a baker.
Deployed, co-written by Nicola Smith, is based on interviews she did with dozens of women veterans from New Hampshire and Vermont. They've all got stories, Smith says, but usually we don't hear them.
Some of the veterans did tell me that, you know, when they would come back from service, nobody really wanted to know what they did or where they were. They weren't asked questions. That seemed to be a common thread running through that once you come back home, you're just supposed to get on with it and get on with your life.
When you were writing this, did you think that you were trying to maybe make a statement about women in the military now? Or were you simply trying to do what journalists do, which you have been in your writing life, just reflect outward what it is you've heard?
I think it was a bit of both. I mean, I think my first sense was just to get their stories down and out to an audience. But I had not heard these stories and I wasn't familiar with them. And I think that a number of the female veterans I spoke with feel that their contributions have not been recognized in the same way as men's contributions have been.
What did you learn by writing this yourself, not a veteran, as you met with these women and then turned this into something that would be experienced by others?
I think, first of all, I was just surprised by the breadth and range of their service and their depth of feeling for the service that they performed and their resilience. I think their resilience stands out for me in the end. But some of them really went through real trauma from rape and sexual assault. So some of them struggle with that still.
I want to make sure that we're not making this, that this show is just about sexual assault. Though I understand that what you heard a lot about was sexual assault, but you heard a lot of different stories about.
No, it's not the only focus. I tried to write about their familial connections and their sense of patriotism and what the flag means to them, and the sense of camaraderie and duty with your fellow soldiers, and I think there's some occasional humor as well. I think it's really more about the women's lives as a whole, although for some of them that was marked by misconduct on the part of other soldiers or officers. But I tried hard, or we tried hard, not to make it only about military sexual trauma, because that's not, in the end, who they are. They're more than that, and I hope that play conveys that.
All right. Well, Nicola Smith, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Nicola Smith is the co-writer of Deployed, which will be staged tomorrow at the VA in White River Junction, Vermont.